This is the part of the night where I ask you a few questions and you tell me about the game, because it's been that long. I think we've forgot, to be honest. 3 points. You can't ask for any more after such a long break.
Yeah, a long break. I think it showed. I think we, especially first half, thought we looked really rusty. And then probably tired in the second half, to be from being honest. I thought we, but in parts, played some good stuff. And up against the side who, you know, are decent, who've got threats, you know, with the likes of Aaron Burns, Steve Foster, Deegs when he came on. You know, they've got threats all over the show, so, you know, delighted, absolutely delighted with the point.
I suppose the only down, if you like, but the first half, game could have been well over by half-time, I suppose. That comes down to the rustiness, I suppose, what you're saying.
Yeah, of course, you know, I think... You know, the keeper's pulled off a great save from Tom Greaves and near post flick on a couple of goal mouth scrambles, and then you know, taking the lead with a great goal, and then letting ourselves down with some sloppy defending for the equaliser, which we've got to get out of that, because there'll be lots of days where you won't get yourself out of that scrape again.
Exactly.
So you know, I think it is that rustiness, if I'm being honest. I just hope and pray now that we can get a decent run of games, and get a bit of rhythm going to our play, because in fits and starts I think we look quite good.
Well, that's it, and that's the problem at the minute with the weather. You don't know it's going to go, and you can't get a run of games going, and then you're going to end up like we've done before with Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. And but like I said, we said before, we've got the squad to do it, and I suppose it's time to bring people in if you have to, I suppose.
Yeah, we have got the squad to do it, and if it's there, sometimes it's not a bad thing. Really, a bad thing. So hopefully that'll be the case in this respect as well.
And it's just flashed up my phone. It's like Ollie Banks is going to go from Worksop in August to Wembley in March, because they've lost tonight, but I think they've got through to the final.
They've won that, brilliant. So, but well, you know, there you go. That's, you know, that's really pleasing for him and his family. And you know, you look at not so much Worksop in March, but probably just before this time last year, he wasn't even playing football.
Football,
he wasn't
getting
the game, you know. So that shows what can be achieved by players. And good luck to him. That's superb. That.
Finally, from our point of view, you just got to keep your fingers crossed. The rain keeps off, and we can get another game in on Saturday.
Yeah, that's it. You know, like I say, keep them fingers crossed and get a prayer mat out or go to church, whatever
exactly.
You want to do.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
See you then.